Minute four at 2:50 now. When you say you're assuming the passenger side, what is that assumption based on?
Well, I'm not assuming, sorry, but obviously it wasn't the driver that did it. It would have had to have been the passenger.
Just because of which side is closest to your vehicle?
Well, yeah, it was a passenger because it would be a little awkward for the driver to do that.
Do you recall if the passenger's side window was up?
It was down for sure.
What, if anything, did you see as far as how many people were in this vehicle?
I saw a driver and a passenger, but the windows were tinted, so I don't know if anyone was in the back seat or anything, but there were two people in there for sure.
Beyond the fact that there were two people in there, were you able to get any kind of look at the people?
No.
Did you see where this vehicle went after it sped away?
I remember I ran into the house to let everyone know what had happened, and when I was running out of the house, they must have realized it was a dead end, because this was the end of the crescent, so they were kind of screwed. They really didn't have anywhere to go. They must have made a U-turn, because as I was running out of the house, they stopped next to the Jeep, obviously to make sure he was dead. Then they sped off, like squealed their tires and sped off.
And what happened from there, ma'am?
We called 911 and the police came.
Right on time at 250 words per minute.